from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. It's been a long 3 years for residents of Hoyle, Connaught, and Barbers Bay, and it's finally over. The new bridge over the Porcupine River on Frederick House Lake Road has opened. It replaces the one that was shut down in November 2021 because of safety concerns. The city's Director of Growth and Infrastructure, Scott Tam, says while you're using it to get to and from home, you might still see workers on the bridge next week.
There may be the odd temporary lane closure just so we can get access to the rails. And then again, do one final scan of the site to make sure there's nothing left on the side of the road or side of the bridge, I should say.
Kerrigan Road has been the detour over those 3 years. Tam says repairing the damage done to it will be considered at budget time, and he recognizes that the road does need attention. An ongoing Timmins police enforcement effort that began in mid-October is already showing results. Deputy Chief Darren Donnell says uniformed officers are visibly patrolling downtown, responding to issues proactively. So far, it results in 17 arrests, with 6 suspects held for bail hearings and several seizures, including an admittedly inconsequential amount of drugs.
One notable seizure that they made for property crimes was that they did seize some stolen hockey skates, valued at approximately $7,000. They were taken from a local hockey team.
That seizure happened in the first week of the initiative. The skates were stolen from the Timmins Rock. Cochrane District paramedics and the District Services Board are celebrating a highly successful fill an ambulance toy drive. Last Saturday, one ambulance was parked at each of Canadian Tire and Walmart, gathering toy donations to Northeastern Ontario Child and Family Services. Paramedic Commander Derek Kremen says they both ended up filled to the roof.
Again, the community has come out to support this and has been amazing, and we wouldn't be able to do this program without the committed volunteers.
Those volunteers include paramedics along with service board employees and their kids. The LCBO says the sale of non-alcoholic beverages has surged by 73% in the past year. The government liquor board says de-alcoholic beer was popular, with a 69% increase in sales. Its report also shows a major shift in wine and spirits, with customers buying more smaller bottles rather than full-size containers. The last quarterly report also shows seltzers and soda-style coolers make up 37% of all sales. The LCBO reports sales of $2.2 billion from June through October.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.